Welcome to this second episode of Inspire Her, Nourishing the Power Within. And today I wanted to talk with you about self-care and how to be patient with yourself and what is really self-care about. So taking care of yourself is not a chore or something you have to do reluctantly, right? It is something that you create time for because it makes you happy and brings you joy and peace. And taking care of yourself is something that you plan for, that you care for, and that you cultivate. It doesn't happen overnight. And you do that not because you must, but because it is essential in your life. We're so prone to take care of others, our partner, our family, our kids, our friends, our colleagues, even strangers. And we sometimes totally forget about ourselves. We don't even think nor realize that we need daily care and attention until it's too late and we do not have the choice but to do something, right? And it will take us longer to come back to health than if we were taking care of ourselves daily. So we often have that wrong belief about what self-care is, and we imagine bubble bath, spa, retreat, travel to beautiful places, or everything big, time-consuming and expensive. Although bubble bath, traveling and going to the spas are amazing things to plan and definitely to do once in a while, daily self-care is definitely easier, cheaper, and less time-consuming. And I tell you, it will bring you the same results and even more lasting ones. It can start small with a cup of tea in the morning or waking up 10 minutes earlier to enjoy a warm shower alone before the family awakes. It can be enjoying your favorite music and sing it loud in the car. I love doing that, by the way. Sometimes with my daughter too. Or listening to your favorite podcasts in your daily commute, or stepping onto your mat for a short self-practice, which I love that. It can be dancing while you cook and invite the kids, the family, whoever is around you, to do that with you. I tell you, it brings you so much joy and it warms up your heart and the energy comes up instantly. It can be anything that brings joy to you. Calm, peace. And anything that brings energy back into your soul. And when I say soul, I mean that it brings you a shift in your energy, in your perception, in your mood. You do feel good, energized, and peaceful from within. It has to come, that feeling comes from within. And self-care is something that you truly enjoy and can be a spur of the moment, or if, like me, you need some focus and some a strategy and commitment, something that you plan and organize in your calendar. And I know that's not really romantic or sexy or really like, oh, let me check, how can I take care of myself? And you look in your agenda, I understand that. But to start it, to bring it a new habit, it needs to be clear. It needs to be written somewhere so you can commit, right? It is really about setting your intention towards yourself. Because remember, where you put your attention to is where the energy goes. So ask yourself now, where do you want your energy to go? I've been experiencing that with women I'm working with who are sometimes tired, exhausted, always doing the next thing, going to the next event, planning the next holidays, the next meetings, the next, and they are always in the doing. And the signs that they do need self-care is that by always being in the doing, in the I have to, in the obligation, you know, I don't have a choice, this is what I have to do, no, I don't have time, and I have meeting all day long, and I have three kids, and I have like, and it's always that feeling of being caught up in a, you know, the hamster wheel. And so they end up feeling stuck or unfulfilled. They have difficulty to set boundaries, you know, saying, no, I can't, because they feel that if they do say no, they might be perceived as not kind or not a good friend, not a good colleague, not a good employee, not a good boss. They also seek for external validation. That was me. I was like really expecting people to go on board with my ideas, to like me, to like what I'm doing. And I was like really expecting for their acknowledgement and validation. And it was always from an external source and never from within, because I was myself lacking my own validation and my own acknowledgement. I saw also some were avoiding emotions. So they have difficulty processing or expressing their emotions, and often avoiding uncomfortable feelings or numbing them with distractions. So one of the distractions can be excessive busyness. You always have something to do. You cannot sit or stand still or be in the listening of yourself or anyone else. And one that really resonated with me was when I realized that they were yearning, wanting connection. And they felt like alone. And so that means that they couldn't ask for help, or didn't even know that they didn't needed help, or they could ask for support. And I thought these are the signs that they needed to press the stop button, to slow down and ask themselves, how can they create time for them and reset into a more healthy patterns that brings them more peace and energy? So remember that this does not happen overnight either, right? It is a process of awareness and self-reflection to identify and understand how you are currently feeling and living your life physically, mentally, and emotionally, and assess where you can change, what are you resisting, and where you might need help. Because yes, self-care is also about asking for help from a friend or a professional. It is about acknowledging that you need to slow down, to carve time for you. And support can come in all forms and shapes. It can be hiring a babysitter for the kids. It can be delegating more for a while. It can be hire a coach or a therapist. It can be changing the routine at home. It can be asking for a friend to hold you accountable. It can be reaching out into like-minded communities to seek advice. There are so many ways to take care of yourself. And self-care, as I practice it now, is an essential part of my life and my family, and the best way to know myself and to grow into a better version of myself on a daily basis. It allows me to reflect on what is holding me back, on why I am resisting some situations or challenges. And I tell you, there were a lot and still is. But that's that's the work. That's the daily part of taking care of yourself, because you matter and you are important. You are important. And it helps me overcome fear and doubt. It really does. It helps me as well to create a safe and joyful environment for me and my family. And it is all, it all started with putting cream daily on my face in the morning, because I've never done that. I've never thought it was important to just like, it was like, oh, they are frivolous to just, oh, some cream to be young again or to look younger. I don't know what I thought, but when I was like, I started 2 years ago for myself, it became something that I was looking forward to in the morning. And I remember my daughter was like, oh no, more cream, or what are you doing in the bathroom? And I was taking care of myself. And that's what came up for me when I told her, you know, it's not about the cream. It's not about me wanting to look younger. It's about me taking care of myself. And I love it. And I look at me in the mirror and I put the cream, I massage my face. And that's how for me it started. And the more I was doing that in the morning, the more I wanted to take care of myself. So it was like, in a way, very simple. And a psychologist that I truly like and follow says in her book that starting with a glass of water in the morning can change your whole being if you commit to it daily. And because the more you take that time to, oh yes, my face massage in the morning, or whatever you decide, my shower, it is a time that you intentionally are taking for yourself. And it seems simple, a shower, a cream, a glass of water, but if you do it consistently with intention that this moment is for you no matter what, then the whole energy around you, that intention is coming to life, and it's becoming a commitment to yourself. So self-care can start small and grow big. It can start daily or weekly, but it needs to start one small step at a time. It is part of how you show up for yourself and how you show up into the world. And I keep seeing this quote lately that my yoga teacher used to tell us, the way you do one thing is the way you do everything. And I forgot about that. And then it kept popping up in my social media feeds, and that's not a coincidence. And I remember hearing it and loving that idea, that the way to show up for yourself is the way you show up for others and in the world. And I understand it as being in alignment with yourself physically, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, not as being perfect. Careful, definitely not being perfect. Although, yeah, I thought that for a long time. But showing up as yourself is not about perfection, but about embracing all parts of you and be in love with all those parts. And for me, this is what healing is about. And it starts with self-care. It really does. So again, ask yourself now, where do you want your energy to go? How do you want to show up for yourself today? Start small and see what happens with a shower, with a tea, with a glass of water, with like carving a small amount of time at the beginning, but carving it non-negotiably for yourself daily. Thank you so much for listening to that episode and being with me. I love you all, and I wish you an amazing week.